I am.
There we go. Mary Beth, I blame that you were in the bathroom.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Oh, geez.
Why not? I'll go with it. Hey, happy Veterans Day. What a great thing. Thank you all for your sacrifice. We've got some gorgeous babies today. Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
Oh, my word. I think it's Lucia, maybe it's Lucia. Either one's a gorgeous name. But she's like a reverse skunk. Did you see her back? Dear Lord, she is just absolutely adorable. And if you can believe it, of course, I always am amazed. She came into the HSYC as a stray. She's about 4 months old. She is just a baby. And she's been at our rescue way too long, 82 days too long. So hopefully today or tomorrow we will hear from someone and they'll want to meet her. But she's just wonderful. You'll find this girl in the lounge, so that means she's getting along great with other cats. She's playful, she's silly, and she is sure to entertain you and love you. So like all of our pets, she's spayed, vaccinated, microchip tested, and ready to meet you. So if this baby melts you, oh my goodness gracious, give us a call, 803-802-0902, and she will just bring joy to your life. Look at that face. Goodness. Then we've got a repeat. We have talked about this baby a couple times, and I want to keep talking about him because I know the right person's out there listening. This handsome boy is Brett. Mm. And he is a water dog extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. I mean, you bring out the hose and the dog goes berserk.
Mm.
He is so funny about it. Of course, you know, you don't know what the circumstances were before he came to us, and he was out in a home for about a year. So I don't know how he was treated, but he is slow to warm. So give him time to warm up. Once he trusts you, and that could take a little time, but once he does, he's a great boy. He's one of our favorites. He enjoys, you know, we're just about a bunch of women at the rescue, right? We'd love men, but we just don't have many. We have some. We just don't. I don't know why, but we don't. And so he loves women. Of course, that is just habit. He's expected to be a lab terrier mix. And if you're looking for a fetch partner, this is your guy. He is about 5 years old and about 55 to 60 pounds. He has been at the shelter, get this, 1,537 days.
Mm.
Oh, dear Lord, that is way too long for any dog to withstand that kind of barking and such. So that's just so like an anxiety attack right there, just me saying it. So what he is looking for is a couch, love, someone who is just relentless on taking him for hikes and walks and runs, real active. He would just make the best addition to the right circumstances. And we cannot wait to see his transition. You know, sometimes the transition is so exciting because they are one thing in the shelter, and then they go and they transition into this amazing pet because it's where they need to be. So we are looking for that perfect connection. He loves car rides. He loves walks. He loves all that. So if Brett just melts your heart, we're looking for an experienced dog person. He needs to be the only dog in the house, only pet in the house, really. And, of course, if you have a hose attached to your house, that is a good start because he loves it. Give us a call, 803-802-0902. We'd love to talk to you more about him. And then we've got What's the Scoop. This month is Fur Senior Appreciation Month. I've updated my picture to add two cats that are our seniors, and we would love to talk to you about these babies. In most cases, they'd love to be the only pet in the house, with the exception of Quinn here, and they are just looking for absolute love, and they are lovable babies. So if you're in the market for a senior, which, you know, there's some people out there that just want to come in and say, hey, who's been there the longest? That's who we want. We want to talk to you. And then, of course, it's time to prepare for the holidays. Ooh, is it going too fast for you guys? Because it is going too fast
for
me.
It's flying.
Oh, my word. We've got 2 weeks for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, two Ooh, weeks.
It makes me hyperventilate. Well, you can do your shopping and save some lives while you're doing it at our Christmas store, which is just it's just amazing. Our possibility, thrift shop and boutique, again, amazing. But that is year-round, Wednesday through Saturday. And then you can do 24/7 shopping on our HSYC eBay page. And then I always love to share this. Year to date, we have placed 143 dogs and 524 cats, and it is just November, so we are making that number and surpassing that number. So yay, because they all deserve a home for the holidays, every single one of them. And how you can help, consider supporting our mission. Give financially. We really appreciate it. You can be a one-time giver. You can be a recurring monthly giver. Solicit your work to see if they can add us to their matching programs so that your company matches your donation. Give your time, of course, rescue time. You can do that at Christmas shop. You can do it at thrift shop. Or you can even do off-site independent fundraisers. If you can't come and see the animals because it breaks your heart, do off-site and give us the money that helps us support these babies. Participate. We've got Secret Santa going to start soon, so stay tuned. We've got an angel tree at our Christmas shop. We've got Giving Tuesday coming up, so consider us there. You'll start seeing that soon. Of course, we've got Christmas pictures with the Grinch and Santa coming up in December. So there's so much to be involved in. Get involved and like us on Facebook. That's where we'll tell you all about it. And our weekly needs this week are dog treats, soft and hard. Boy, did our donors step up for that this past week on donations. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You are helping us save more lives. So all this is at the Humane Society of YorkCounty.org.
As always, Mary Beth, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you to all of those volunteers and love those fur babies for us.
Awesome. Thank you guys for helping us spread the word. You have a great week.
Thanks, Mary Beth.